UFO News, the 7th of May 2021. The UFO reports just keep coming. One I found particularly interesting was one which was said to have been videoed by the US military. Night vision was used. The video shows a triangular UFO moving through the sky, and when the video is described, it is said it was not just a triangular UFO, but was pyramid-shaped. Supposedly there was a meeting last May at the Office of Naval Intelligence, and the video was the subject. It was said the video was taken by sailors aboard the ship, the USS Russell, in 2019. I can't help but wonder why the television series Stargate showed pyramid-shaped UFOs. Anyway, the video showed two of these objects. It seems the UFOs, or UAPs as the government now calls them, are very interested in our ships and their deployment. It is said very sophisticated equipment was used to track the UFOs. A sighting of a UFO was reported in Idaho. It was near the city of Boise. A man was driving in his car when he saw something flash across the sky. It is interesting they used the word flash, because they claimed the object was moving incredibly fast. They also said it wasn't flying that high and was only a few hundred feet above the ground. Another interesting fact was the man's brother was in a car a few minutes behind him with his wife, and they also saw the same thing. It was said to be the fastest thing either family ever saw in the sky. Sometimes when UFOs are seen, that is not the end of the story. This is what happened in North Dakota. It is now an old story, but one which has never really been solved. UFOs were seen in the sky and recorded on a security camera. Under the place where the UFOs were recorded were two dead mutilated cows. The even more strange part of this is there are no cows in or near that area. It seems like the cows were dissected and then dropped out of the ship or ships. The closest area that had cows was at least 10 miles away. R. James Wolsey is now 79 years old. He was the former director of the CIA. I think it is important to know this before I tell you more. He has just admitted he believes UFOs exist. Why did he wait till now, and did he believe in them before, and if not, what changed his mind? He claimed he had become less skeptical about UFOs after hearing about some of the unexplained reports. He then said someone he respects had an event which involved a UFO. He said a friend of his had his plane stopped in mid-flight by a UFO and paused while it was at 40,000 feet. It was also said by others in the government that there are far more UFO incidents than have been released. There was one thing which happened in England which is very strange indeed. In 1994, an American military plane was taking off from the runway. As it traveled down the runway, the takeoff was aborted. So far, this is not so unusual, but what happened next was. The plane was then disassembled and each part wrapped. The wrapped parts were then loaded onto a Lockheed C-5 Galaxy plane and flown back to the United States. Witnesses said they had heard a noise approaching the base a few days before the plane tried to take off. They described the noise as sounding like a freight train. Many different planes headed for the base after the event when this runway was shut down. What were they doing, and did a UFO interfere with our plane? Some of the planes were said to come from the CIA. One of the airplanes was said to be from the same company which operates the flights to Area 51. The mystery is still ongoing. There is an island which has been classified as the most remote on Earth. While a YouTuber was examining Google Maps, he believes he discovered a UFO crash. The name of the island is Starbuck Island, which is in the South Central Pacific Ocean. A video of the island has gotten over 50,000 views as of the writing of this article. The video shows a long skid mark about 1 mile long with a strange object at the end of the skid. The object was said to be about 40 feet wide and 50 feet long. It is worth a look. Sometimes strange things are seen in our skies by very credible people. Some of the most credible are astronauts and cosmonauts. The objects which are seen are not always UFOs as we define that term. Some could be living things. Franklin Story Musgrave, a former NASA astronaut, said he saw an 8-foot snake floating in space. He is not the first to say this. Here is part of what he said, on two of my missions, and I still don't have an answer. I have seen a snake out there, 6, 7, 8 feet long. It is rubbery because it has internal waves in it and it follows you for a rather long period of time. He said he believed there were living creatures in space. A resident of Prince George, Canada, decided to relax in his outside hot tub. It was about 9 p.m. at night and dark. As he sat in his tub, he saw four orange lights traveling silently through the sky. Lately, there have been many more reports of orange UFOs in the sky. He went to the window and banged on it to get his girlfriend out into the yard, and she brought her phone and made a video of the lights. As they watched, the lights began to shrink until they were gone. One type of sighting which you all probably know fascinates me the most is the one where an object goes up to the sun and flies through it. There have been many of these events lately. This time, it was reported a UFO the size of the moon went right through the sun and came out the other side. There are those who are now convinced the sun is hollow and others who believe some UFOs are capable of resisting the tremendous heat of the sun. There are even those who think aliens live inside the sun. This is hard to digest, but so is the fact UFOs are passing through it. I can't help but think this would require incredible shielding.